Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Welcome to the ChatGPT podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about some breaking AI news and some really cool advancements that are coming out of Microsoft, Google, and some other places. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the fact that Microsoft just recently hosted their Build 2023 conference, and they have gone absolutely ham on integrating and adding new AI features to their current products. We saw something pretty similar to this with Google when they just did their Google I/O recently, and they essentially have integrated AI into all of their suite of tools, whether that's Gmail or Docs or Google Search, everything, right? They tried to just, someone did like a clip where they said how many times Sundar, the CEO of Google, said the word AI there, and they just like played it over and over again. And then I think they superimposed that to their stock price, just like going straight up. So obviously this is the ability to really improve stock prices. Microsoft is seeing this. We're seeing this straight out of Nvidia as well, who had a massive jump in their stock price last night since they announced that their earnings forecast is going to be a few billion dollars higher than they expected just because of the demand from AI. We're seeing other companies like Facebook say they're going to make chips, AI chips as well. Google has some as well. But right now, Nvidia really has us locked down and they're seeing some massive gains. So all this to say, Microsoft is eyeing the field right now, and they know that if they want to make big gains in their company, this is the way to do it. It's integrating AI. So Microsoft has their big Build 2023 conference, and they announced a whole bunch of new AI features and tools that are going to be integrated into everything they have. The first one is going to be pretty drastic. This is Windows 11, right? So Windows continues, or Microsoft has a new update to Windows that comes out. And the newest Windows 11 is going to have an AI copilot. So I would say it's probably the biggest thing in AI this year. All Windows machines are going to integrate a new AI agent within the taskbar. So the taskbar where you can search for things will have an AI agent built right into this. This is massive. In my opinion, this is the equivalent of Google adding it to search. There's so many Windows devices on earth. You got Windows, Apple, a few Google Chromes, Chromebooks or whatever. But really, like, integrating an AI agent into every single Windows computer is going to be massive. And I think between that and Google, like, there's no one that will not have heard of and be actively using AI on a daily basis in the next, you know, in the next year, essentially. The second thing that they announced is that they're going to have a Bing plugin, which is coming to Windows, essentially, and developers can build plugins that work across ChatGPT, Bing, Dynamic 365, Copilot, and also Windows 365 Copilot. So that is going to be really interesting. They also announced Bing browsing. So Bing is going to be the default search engine of ChatGPT, and that is going to allow free browsing for all ChatGPT free users. So this is actually massive in my opinion, right? Google's doing the same thing. But up until now, OpenAI was saying, hey, if you want access to the internet, you're going to have to pay $20 a month and get the premium, ChatGPT experience, the premium account. And so now that this is going to be integrated into the free tier, I mean, it almost has less incentive to upgrade to the paid tier. Obviously, Microsoft is going to lock in because of their $10 billion investment into OpenAI and make sure that Bing is like the default browser. I do think this is massive. You know, I think Bing will see more search traffic from this integration than just from, you know, Bing when it first launched, or when it integrated ChatGPT into it, being like, hey, look, we're super cool. We have like AI built into our search engine. And Google got really worried about that.
I think that's like nothing. As soon as it's now built into ChatGPT, which has a massive user base that's actively doing AI searches, I think this is going to be the big thing that really boosts Bing. A lot of people just use ChatGPT. They don't use Bing. They don't use Google. It answers a lot of questions. And now that it's going to have Bing built right into it, so web searching. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Google's better. I mean, I've played around with both. I usually use Google if I have the choice. But honestly, Bing is not far off when it comes to search results. And so I think having the ease and simplicity of having this built in, and for all the free users, this is going to be massive. And I think we may see Bing start to take some serious search share from Google in the coming little bit of time here. So the other thing they announced is Windows Terminal. So GitHub Copilot is going to start integrating into the Windows Terminal. If you know what that is, it's like on your Windows computer, you can pull up the black screen with all the code. And sometimes when you have to go fix something or partition a hard drive or do something like that, you know, there's a bunch of things you can do. And so they're going to have Copilot, GitHub Copilot, which is something to help coders, integrated right into that. So that will be interesting. They own GitHub, so that's obviously like a no-brainer integration. The other one is AI Hub. So a new section of the Microsoft Store for the best AI experiences built by the developer community and Microsoft. Microsoft, if you don't know, if you don't have a Microsoft computer, they have a, you know, a store. Apple has the same kind of thing where it's like sort of like plugins or apps on actual devices, not ones you download from the internet, but they have like their own, you know, Microsoft Store to get apps on your computer. They will be having a special AI section of that. Now, the only caveat to this, because on the one hand, it's like, oh, super cool, it's like an AI app store kind of thing. The caveat to this is like, I honestly never use this on my Windows devices. I just opt to download things off the internet because it seems like a little bit easier to update and get and to do stuff. And it seems a little clunky getting it over there. It's just, you know, it's like you could just download a program. So I guess some people might do it because they, you know, they're worried about viruses or something, and if they can get it straight from the Windows Store. I find that not all software companies update their Windows Store listings as fast as they do just like online. So anyways, for a bunch of reasons, and there's just not everything there, it's not that popular. I think that Windows Store was initially made because Windows was going to do like a phone. And then when that phone flopped, it's just kind of like, okay, well, it's still on computers, so some people can still, you know, get like the equivalent of a web app, but now it's just like, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what the big draw to it is. Maybe it's security. So in any case, they have a special AI section of that. So that inevitably is low hanging fruit for some developers that want low competition, because I don't think there's a lot of stuff on there. And the last thing that they announced is that they have a dev home. So a new developer-friendly dashboard for enhanced productivity for Windows developers is something they've announced. So essentially universal accessibility to AI language models is really quickly coming as Microsoft is rolling out all of these new features and integrating into all of their products. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more use in AI, and especially Bing is going to be a massive winner, having a direct integration to the free tier of ChatGPT.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.